State Senator Jim Stomas joining us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Good, my friend. How about yourself?
Doing well. I'm on my way to Lansing. One more day, but this evening I'm going to end up in IASCO at the Focus on Life dinner, and so I'm excited that I will be attending that. And so, a full day. The Senate yesterday passed out the full budget from the Senate's Appropriation Committee, so it's now coming to the full Senate for discussion next week.
Okay.
So the budget continues to stay on track and online. One of the other things that I was pleased to have an opportunity to present in Regulatory Reform Committee yesterday was with the Firefighters Training Council. The Firefighters Training Council looks at and helps our firefighters in the different aspects of training, but one of the things that we've done in over 30 years is update the authority. So many different things have changed over 30 years, whether it's, and the focus of where firefighters and the training that they do for so many different things, whether it's fighting a fire, it's medical, it's a chemical response, it's a whole lot of other things. And so we've introduced legislation that will help update that and hopefully continue to make sure we get the right training to our firefighters across the state to make sure we bring them home safe each day. So I was excited and honored to have the opportunity to introduce that legislation.
Wow, yeah.
The other big news this week was the public update at the Wordsmith town hall meeting on Tuesday. I think the one positive that we came away from that is, well, there are several positives. Is number one, continuing to make sure the public's informed and knows what's going on, whether it's through the township, the county health department, the state, DEQ, and DHHS. And the Air Force was even there. The positive, again, is that the local health department has been provided with the funds to make sure that we continue to replace the filters for those that have almost been on a filtration system for a year, or the other water way that we've been doing it with the bottled water service continuing. And so we're going to continue to do the midterm while the township continues to move forward with implementing at least one new branch of or part of the line going to provide municipal water as we look to the Air Force and the state and others to find additional dollars to make sure we cover everybody with the ability to have positive drinking water, safe drinking water.
Right.
So the discussion continues to go. I was disappointed the Air Force is claiming that the law is too specific and only too narrow to them and the state, and I respectfully disagree with them. The state already holds private citizens, private corporations accountable under different statutes, but it still holds them accountable. I would argue and say that this is only asking the Air Force to do what the state and federal government does to everybody else. And so I've contacted and reached out to the Attorney General's office asking the state Attorney General to pursue enforcement of the law. So we'll continue to make sure we take care of the citizens. We make sure we continue to try to find the entire scope of what's going on with the PFCs. But we'll also continue to try to hold the U.S. Air Force accountable for the products and the contamination that we have there. And so been a busy week, but overall, it's going well. I do have some office hours coming up in Fairview on Monday. And Fairview in Atlanta. And so looking for the opportunity to meet with people up there.
Sure.
And from there.
And if they can't make it to the Fairview or Atlanta one and they want to catch up with you, the best way to get a hold of you is how, Jim?
Well, the best way is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. Or my website, www.senatorjimstomas.com.
Very good. All right. Well, Jim, you travel safe, my friend, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again in the near future.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.